You don't expect to run into coyotes during the daylight hours. They, being lazy and shiftless brutes, usually sleep all day and venture out at night to find their bloody adventures. Chances are we wouldn't have run into the coyotes at all that afternoon, for just as I suspected, they were lying around in holes and behind rocks, sheeping and being shiftless. Sleeping and being shiftless, that is. We wouldn't have run into them at all but for one small accident of coincidence. In making our way up the caprock, we blundered right into the middle of the coyote village. There are many places a ranch dog should avoid. Near the top of the list is the coyote village. Not only are these wild brutes unfriendly to civilized beings, they will eat them if given the slightest opportunity. We gave them more than a slight opportunity. I knew we were in trouble when I stepped on the face of a sleeping cannibal and caused him to squall in pain. All at once, I found myself looking into the flaming yellow eyes of Snort. I noticed that he had a particularly nasty expression on his face. "Well, blow me down," I said, never dreaming that Snort would give a literal interpretation to what I intended as a friendly conversation. But he did. He struck me a blow between the eyes, and I went down. There was a lesson in this. When in the company of savages, never say, "Blow me down." Say something less inflammatory, such as, "Good afternoon," or "Fancy meeting you here." Just thought I'd toss that in. By the time the stars cleared from my head, Snort had sounded the alarm. The village sprang to life as though by magic. Coyotes came from all directions, pouring out of holes in the ground and leaping out from behind rocks, until suddenly, little Drover and I were not only surrounded by Snort, which would have been serious enough, but also by his uncles, aunts, cousins, brothers, sisters, nieces, nephews, and business associates. "Hey, Snort! You didn't need to wake up the whole village. We were just passing by and thought we'd stop in for..."
"Stupid dog, step on Snort face. Snort not like face stepping on to be."
Right, it was clumsy of me, and I have no excuses at all, and I'll have to give you a complete apology, and then we'll be on our way. Snort shook his head. "Oh, maybe we could stay for a while. Do we have time, Drover?" I glanced at Drover. His eyes were crossed, and he was shaking like a leaf in a high wind. This was his first exposure to cannibals at close range, and he was not holding up well. I turned back to Snort.